Well, there is something to be said for being outnumbered by people who don't look like you. There is something to be, like, whenever I go visit Brittany's family in Chicago, and if you go to Chicago, it's like dead segregated, where I'm literally the only white person around. You go into, like, your first experience with all black Walmart, where it's like the guy selling Comcast plans are black. Everyone working there is black. Every customer is black.
Yeah.
And I went in there with, we literally.
Dude, please come to fucking Harrogate whenever you have time.
What's Harrogate like?
That's where I live.
So that's
I live in a black and Puerto Rican neighborhood.
So that I'm saying at least it's integrated though. Like Philly,
it's black and Puerto Rican. Yeah, I have the white family in my neighborhood.
Well, true, that is true. But it's also like you can go a couple blocks over.
Or yeah, like, I could walk to a different neighborhood.
The south side of Chicago is like. It's like a
megalopolis.
It's a megalopolis.
A blackalopolis.
It's like you'd have to ride for like 10 minutes before you're like, oh shit, a white person. And it's so funny because it's like, you know, I've been in that situation too. I'm in like a bar where I'm the only white person, blah, 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 in an area. But you're in the south side of Chicago and I'm like, I'm in all black Walmart. And then we were actually buying Kool-Aid for a family function.
Yeah.
So then Brittany bought Kool-Aid. And like, was like,
in every aisle, there's Kool-Aid in every aisle.
It's all they sell.
It's like, whoa. The only grab item at the register is Kool-Aid.
Excuse me, where are the smoke alarm batteries? What are you talking about? We don't have... The what? The beepy things?
It's like they have the doors. They have the door cell display, but it's all Kool-Aid in it. Just like Kool-Aid just smashed.
Dude, so I was in. I'm in all black Walmart. I'm in fucking Wakanda Mart, dude. And I'm in there with Brittany, and I'm like, I'm all right. And the whole point of this is, I was like, there is something to be said for being like just the only person of your skin color in like an entire area as far as you can see. It's a weird, because people, then you're getting the mind games. You're like, is that guy staring at me? Am I just being weird because I'm the only white person? You know what I mean? So I'm like, yeah. I don't know. I was like, for me, I'm like, and I wasn't really uncomfortable like that, but that was the first time I was like, I was physically aware of, I'm like, I'm being weird right now.
They probably all just thought you were a producer. Like, dude, I gotta get my fucking, I gotta get my CD in this dude's hands. He's clearly a scout. He's a talent scout.
I think we know who the secret shopper is.
Hey, my man.
Dude, I walk up. I'm in the fucking.
People just hand him CDs.
I go in and I'm like, I'm in the drink aisle and we're getting the Kool-Aid. And then she's like, we got to get sugar now. And I was like, what the fuck do you need sugar for? You were getting Kool-Aid. And dude, people just looked at me.
Like,
and
the whole Walmart stopped.
Yeah. And I was like, oh. And she just started laughing. She was like, you fucking idiot. I was like, I only ever had the instant Kool-Aid. And my, I'm like, I never made powder Kool-Aid. No. I'm like, I've had instant, the stuff at the gas station, the squeeze bottle.
Yeah, she didn't need sugar. She needed too much sugar. Can you send me to the too much sugar aisle, please?
He's like, make a left by the diabetes socks. But there is something to be said for that in terms of like being outnumbered in terms of.
Do you know how every black grandma sounds the same? Like, they all have the same phrase, like, boy, if you don't, what happened?
Was Lord, like, Lord,
can you imagine
Lord.
Being an entire Walmart full of all them saying all the same shit?
Like being John Malkovich. What happened?
You better go ahead.
That's what we're not going to do.
It's just like a, mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Oh my god.
Oh man.
If that was Agent Smith, I'd gladly give up my vision quest. Just like, I'll just like touch me and I'd be like,
just switch the Oracle on Agent Smith.
Just so I can walk around and be like, oh no. Oh my god, man.
Let me quit playing.
Dude. But yeah, man. I don't even know what my point was, but yeah, that is. People do need to start chilling out. I think
people
with
all
are
that
doing
sugar
it.
In the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Black people need to chill with the diabetes,
though.
Dude,
I'm in a school with a guy who's. It's a picture of a guy like smiling in front of a whites only fountain, like drinking the water. Hilarious picture, but then it's like Black History Month, and I'm like,
he's pouring sugar into the water fountain.
He's like, that might have been why.
He's drizzling sugar into his mouth so that it meets the water stream.
You're saying that the water fountains weren't sweet enough? They're like, what the fuck is that?
That's like, well, why. That's why it was whites only. It's like black people labeled it. They're like that.
There's a guy who just dropped crystal light on your tongue.
That was like,
Jesus fucking Christ.
Like, all some right. Black grandma was like, don't be drinking from that. Black white people don't flavor their water.
Oh, you never had black water fountain?
I gotta look into the literature and see if that was the case.
Yeah. By the way, that was like, I have a theory. I have a theory that one of the reasons that black people don't like drinking water now goes back to those water fountains.
Really?
Yeah. Because black people do not like drinking water, man.
It's a tough pitch.
Dude, it's crazy. It's like, you know, black people love being athletes and hate drinking water, too. It's like a weird combination. It's a
serious handicap. I also think that that's why they don't use crosswalks and they walk really slow crossing the street. It's like their first, active disobedience against, the structure that they learned.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the first physical act they want to do is basketball. No. Like, they would have saved their energy for basketball.
I thought you were saying they're so dehydrated they're just having a mirage and we're walking through.
No. They don't want to cramp. They're cramping across the street. That's why we walk with a limp. We're cramping. We don't drink enough water.
Nah, dude, they just disrupt traffic because it's like, you know,
that's the man.
Everything's set up against this. I'm just gonna fucking do this.
Yeah, I feel like if you were so, you know, like a white racist dude, you have that all, like, you know, perpetuate, you have that, like, pan it down to you. You're going to walk around, you know, you're just going to be like, doing shit, like, fuck you. You know, that's like something you got to kind of keep under wraps. Mm-hmm. If you're like a black dude who's being like fully like, I'm oppressed, this never ended, I'm still getting fucked. Yeah, of course. You see a crosswalk, you're like, what? This is just mechanisms of the fucking oppressive machine.
Respect.
Fuck this shit. I'm going as slow as I can.
So I have a theory on crosswalks, too. Yeah. So white people also walk slowly across the streets. So there's a little bit of...
full sprint. Yeah. I've never crossed the street without sprinting.
Car nod. Excuse me. Sorry.
Sorry. I know.
But there's a lot of white guys and white chicks that are out there doing that, but they do it a little bit differently. And like Tim was saying, when black people do it, it is an act of rebellion. The energy is definitely going towards the people in the car. And you feel it. When white people do it,
it's oblivious.
They want to, I don't want to be a part of this. You know, I'm not, you know, the energy is going the other way. Mm-hmm. Black people definitely want you to know that they're walking slow.
Fuck you, yeah. Dude. I nailed it.
Yeah. I do agree. And there is a lot of, especially Drexel's campus, dude. Got a lot of, for some reason, college kids fucking walk across so slow.
Mm-hmm.
And because
they're all retarded.
It's a rebellious age too.
Yeah,
it's like this is the first time in their life that they get to really actually manipulate their reality.
True,
because they don't have they're free. They're in here. I mean, I remember when I was going to college, I was like, man, when I go to college, should I start with a French accent? Like, I really considered that. Like, I was really, I loved Gambit from the X-Men. It was like, it was going to be more of a Cajun Creole thing, but it was like, I considered it.
Corner of a mon ami.
What's for sure is a lot of the, on whatever, however you slice it, and whatever, you know, whatever part of the spectrum you're rocking from, you start eating mushrooms and doing deep dives. This shit hits the fucking, this shit falls apart of being like, this and that. And like, if you get like.
The burden is lifted, dude.
Yeah, exactly. That's my personal opinion. This shit starts to dissolve. Right? You know, these weird, like artificial boundaries and stuff.
Liken it to when we had our first child. And I was like, whoa, there's so much shit I don't actually care about.
Yeah.
But then it didn't reduce my stress at all. I was just like, the stuff that I'm obligated to do to take care of a family now.
Shout out to all the dads who hold the racism tight while having a kid. They're like, I got to pass the baton.
Is that about me?
No.
Oh, not
you.
You got perspective.
I've already had the perspective, but dude, it is like Chicago is fully segregated. 100%.
Yeah.
Like literally like you, I was in an oddity. And no one's like mean to you at all. They're like, you're like a curiosity. You walk around, people just like, they stop and check you out. And they're like, what the fuck?
Mm.
It was, dude, it was fucking bizarre. I'm a fan of being a majority for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking sick, dude. I went back out there too, they have like, there's full black suburbs out there. So it's not like you're just like around here, you're just like, oh, I'm in the hood, there's black people in the hood. It's like you're in a suburb and you're the only white dude in this. Like, I was at a Walmart where there wasn't even a white employee at the Walmart. It was
wow.
Even the people there who like are like, hey, what do you have Verizon? Everybody, literally to the last person wow. was black. Everybody, everywhere. And you're just walking around, and you're like, dude, this is so fucking weird.
So you were at Black Walmart?
Fully Black Walmart, dude.
Was it nice?
It was the same as any Walmart, really.
Really?
Same exact thing.
See, that's the thing. If you run into a Black Walmart, like in Philly,
yeah,
it's chaos.
I mean, it was...
You know? It's like the Wild West.
It was the same... Dude, there's the Walmart near my parents' house. If you go dub T enough, that Walmart falls apart.
Yeah.
Hard white trash Walmart, dude, is... pure fucking chaos.
Yeah.
There's a lot more fat people, though.
With?
Pure white trash.
With the honkies?
Yeah. I feel like the honkies fatten up quicker. I mean, trust me, both are on the same road to fattening up.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of fucking fat black people. The honkies fucking fatten
the honkies
up quick, dude.
Thick out in the country, dude.
Yeah, I was watching a lady at breakfast, yesterday, just being like, God damn, dude. It's like...
Oh, she crushing it.
Dude, it must be so funny to be from other countries and hear about obesity and just be like, wait, what?
What's that look like?
What do you mean? I mean,
well, yeah, you were on my diet.
Yeah, dude.
You were dinging out.
Yeah, I got fucking made fun of at Black Walmart for not knowing how to make Kool-Aid. I was like...
What are you talking about? You just pour it into the water.
You fucking honky. That's what you think. You got to add sugar.
You're a honky, dude.
You
got to
add sugar.
You got to add sugar to Kool-Aid?
You
got to
add sugar. That's what I said. I'm like, fucking put... She's like, have you ever made Kool-Aid before? And I'm like, in Black Walmart. I'm like, shut up. No. I drank it out of the fucking pre-made twist off things in Wawa.
Yeah.
She's like, you got to add sugar. You fucking never make it. And I'm sitting there like, all right, fucking easy.
Jeez. Yeah. Don't add sugar to Kool-Aid?
You have to. Otherwise, it's too tart.
Oh, yeah, like it's actually part of the direction.
It's part of the direction.
Oh,
add
I thought
sugar.
They were just tossing sugar on top of
that's
it.
That's what I thought. But yeah. No, that's how you make it.
Like, man, the government's giving us diabetes. It's like, well, stop adding sugar to your Kool-Aid. Stop being an adult drinking Kool-Aid.
But yeah, I was fucking drinking Kool-Aid. I was drinking peach crush. You ever have peach soda?
No.
It's fucking delicious. I was fucking
isn't that
drinking-
funny, like, when you hang out with black people and then you eat and drink, like, they have their own shit. Like,
pretty
totally.
Much. Yeah.
That, like, you see but never would eat or buy. Dude, and then they're just sitting there eating it. It's like, what? You guys are the ones eating this, huh?
Peach crush, dude. It was in the freezer for a while, so I poured it in. It was nice and fucking... It was like a slushy. I used to do that with ginger ale and Pepsi. So I got my hands on some fucking peach soda. I was eating caramel popcorn all week. I was just eating like a fucking animal all
weekend. Yeah, man.
And dude. I thought the butt gods were going to punish me. Took a nice dump this morning.
Nice, easy dump.
I had hemorrhoid dreams and everything. I thought I was fucked.
I've been dumping like a monster today. This is...
I'm very Eastern.
Very Eastern style.
Very Eastern.
Washing.
No, that's... I mean, I'm definitely very Eastern. Dude, so I'm in the Walmart in Chicago. And cause I was noticing... I've been reading a lot of Young... Doing a lot of self-hypnosis.
Damn,
what,
dude.
You got a cough now?
I got
to, now you're
cigarettes,
sick?
The cigarettes in my throat,
Jesus,
dude. This is crazy.
You just lived like a day of like a NASCAR pit driver.
I don't know
why. You're not feeling very good.
I don't know why.
People's like every day.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, man.
This is one that's going to take... This will take me out of commission for a week.
You think so?
Yeah.
You hang up the jersey?
I'm going to stop partying.
Really?
Till Friday.
You think you're going to have some parties till the weekend?
Helium?
Oh, you're going to party hard?
Friday and Saturday?
Heard that.
Party time.
Dude, so I'm in the parking lot. I've been trying to figure out the collective unconscious, which I know you're against.
I know. I've been
you're
trying
against
to figure
this.
It out.
You're against the collective unconscious.
What
I
are you talking
talked
about?
About it once, and you're just
let
like,
me hear it.
I don't know. The unconscious is real. I could lay it out super easy for you, but the collective unconscious, that's one I've been like, is that, dude.
Like a hive mentality type thing?
Sort
is that
of.
What you mean?
Yeah, kind of. But like how, so like when I, so again, when I'm in Chicago, I'm on the south side, the only white person. I'm in Walmart, and I feel weird. I can feel other people feeling weird, and people just kind of like, look, it's just a weird fucking vibe.
Yeah.
That to me is a perfect example of it, where there's just some for some reason, we're just kind of like, meh.
Sure.
Everyone's weird. So there is a collective consciousness.
Yeah,
so I'm
yeah,
like, oh,
yeah,
wow,
yeah,
sweet,
yeah.
Prove that.
Oh,
I was
nice.
I was in the sugar aisle of Walmart, and I was like, oh, sweet, I proved the collective unconscious. Sick.
I don't know if that's proving the collective unconscious.
How not?
If everyone's just uncomfortable.
If the uncomfort's coming from an unconscious place.
I don't think it is. It's they're seeing a white guy.
Yeah, but...
Oh, you mean like why
is that
why is it uncomfortable to see someone different?
I get the visual cue.
Like to see someone different and be like, you're uncomfortable?
Yeah.
I think that's just human instinct.
But it doesn't happen everywhere.
So I guess that's... I mean, an unconscious thought is instinct. No. Or unconscious, like, feeling is purely instinct. What are you talking about?
Unconscious is instinct?
Everything's instinct, baby.
I mean, this is a classic Freudian Jung. This is where Freud and Jung parted ways.
Yeah, I'm more, yeah, Jung, I'm more slam dunked all on. About mom
saw,
sniz,
he
dude.
Saw fucking Freud and it just went slam dunked on him.
No.
Freud was dying to be like, everything sex, we're animals, blah, 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 blah. And Jung came and fucking slam dunked on him. Was like, Jung was, deeper than that.
No, nah, Jung's a bitch.
Yo, whoa, whoa, yo, dude.
Fuck Jung.
Yo, dude.
Fuck Freud. Fuck everybody.
You hate, you are SJW, dude.
Only
hate Freud
thing
and Jung.
I love is Notre Dame football.
You love fucking Freud. Dude.
Freud's a bitch.
No, he wasn't.
Freud was gay.
How was he gay?
Fucking pussy, dude.
Why?
He just sat around. Was like, mm-hmm. Me. That's just me.
He wrote like 30 books.
Yeah. He's a fucking bitch, dude.
Nah, dude. I'm telling you, that was what I, and again, I'm not fully sold on this, but I'm like, we're all sitting here. We all kind of don't have any real, if you were to ask us, like, what's going on? I'd be like, they're all black and I'm white. And it's like, well, what's the problem? Like, I don't know. I just feel weird. It's like, yeah. Why?
Okay. All
you
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, why do we feel weird? What's the problem here?
Yeah.
Why can't a honky just wander while one of the aisles of Black Walmart in peace?
Cause
and it was like, maybe it's all me.
Bad things that happened.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
your people did,
but
Matt.
That's the thing. It wasn't.
That your people did.
We already put this to rest, dude.
Did we?
Didn't have them.
You
man.
Don't get to. You had them.
I didn't, though.
You had them.
How? I had them.
You had them.
Me, personally?
Your people.
No.
The McCusker clan had them.
No, we didn't.
I checked the docket.
We might have had some Britons.
We probably
enslaved some Anglo-Saxons.
Checked the Excel sheet. Had them.
No, dude. Wrong.
You also part North African. Had them.
It's true.
Yeah.
True.
You come from a long line of dealers.
I had them.
Had them.
Way back when.
Yeah, man.
I might have had some fucking...
You're crossing the Sahara coming
I
down.
I might have had some of the earliers.
Yeah. You might have had some of the earlier
Israelites, dude. Yeah, I might have had some of those
OGJs, dude.
I might have fucking had them back then, dude. My Egyptian roots.
Your thick Egyptian roots.
Fuck,
shout
dude.
Out Mina. What up, bro?
Yo, I might have fucking.
Shout out Meanies.
I might have had, like, Abraham.
You probably had him.
David. I might have had David for a minute.
You didn't have shit, dude.
You don't think I had David?
No, you didn't have anything. Your ancestors were out chilling with yeenies, dude. Doing nothing. You didn't have anything. You people were never powerful enough to have them, dude.
I know. It sucks. Most ideologies end up getting perverted by people's, like, let's say, like, their id impulses. Mm-hmm. So you can have, like dude, I'm with a bunch of social justice warriors. Their whole thing is inclusivity. But it's like if you try to think you have access to an idea that's just all good, like, we're just inclusive, we're the ones doing the right stuff. What happens is that, like, you're just subconsciously, you're just going to reenact the thing that you're against. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So basically they're like, we're so good. And then they'll be like, we'll study a theorist. And they're like, he's an arrogant white man. And you're like,
yeah,
huh? That's weird. That's a weird hang up. This guy has volumes of fucking stuff to talk about. And dude, I'm in a class where for 10 solid minutes, people are like, well, you know how arrogant white old men can be. And it's like, what the fuck are you guys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like it's an uncle table, dude. I'm like, I've been in this I've been here at a construction site with a bunch of uncles talking about Puerto Ricans, and it's the same way. You talk Puerto Ricans, someone's like, I gotta fucking say it, man. And they just go say something about them being Puerto Rican. It's the same thing. I'm just with young white chicks who are like, yeah, white men. It's like
they're just like naive and they don't understand that they are just playing like the B side of a domination game.
Yes,
like, that's all history is just like people taking turns dominating. And now that, like, they're getting a little bit of, like, social say, they're getting towards the top of, like, the hierarchy. And when they get to the top, they're going to be like, oh, we're dominating everyone. This is actually pretty sick. Let's keep it this way. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah. If you have an ideology, you can, in theory, be like, this all makes sense. But when you're, like, you know, there's id, like, there's ego and psychoanalysis. The id is just your animal impulses to, like, tribalism and just kind of domination, all this stuff. While you're like, yeah, we're just inclusive or that, you have all these weird impulses where, like, you're now, like, building hierarchies around, like, who's the biggest social justice warrior. Like, all of that human behavior just emerges subconsciously and plays out in, like, a really ugly way. And that's why, you know, you had, like, communism. They're all just like, oh, we're the boss now. Like, exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Where they're like, yeah, we're in charge now, but we're good and we should be in charge. And, yeah, everyone who disagrees dies.
Yeah.
It to me seems inescapable where there was that one, I forget who it was. I think it was a civil rights guy who was like, if you draw a small circle – to keep me out of it, I'm going to draw a bigger circle and include you. And the people I feel like I'm with are like taking that small circle and being like, we're going to put it on us now. And it's like,
yeah. And I was articulating this as you're talking, but so you have these people who are like these social justice, because like they're not really inclusive. Well, we know that they're not inclusive,
sure.
But it's I keep talking. Let me come back to this.
Go. Yeah, so yeah, yeah. Basically, oh, so this is what I was saying. So I think psychedelics will be, it's because like all the ideologies kind of fall apart just because our human nature kind of like gets embedded in them and fucks them up, which I guess could happen. I guess it does happen. But I just feel like there's something inherent in people using kind of psychedelics where, like, it does kind of flatten your ego enough to where, like, it's hard to keep – if you're, like, in a circle of people – I got it. Yeah.
Right. So the human connection that they have now is narrowed, right? Mm. So they're losing actual human connection. They're narrowing it to this, like, this anger and vitriol towards a thing.
Sure.
Right? And so it's like – I saw something that you see it. You see because – Like that spiritual connection, like those, they're like spiritual emotions, right? Like being impressed by something is kind of like a spiritual experience. It's moving. Like once, and like I know Tim, I know Matt, like I know you guys are impressed by small things. Mm-hmm. Like that's one of the things that I appreciate about the two of you is like it, like I see it on a regular basis, especially with Butterly at jiu-jitsu, and being impressed with like little kids just doing nothing. You know, which I'm impressed too, and
Dude, I'm so tuned into fucking appreciating little things that you could mistake me for a retarded person.
Absolutely, I could attest to that. I've seen it in action. Right?
A lot of long wows.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow.
I'm a big wow.
That's
guy.
Exactly.
Wow.
I'm like left to come back to him in the middle of the same wow.
I can't hold wows in, dude. And every single one's genuine.
Go ahead. But with that being said, it's like they're just creating, like, you know, this lack of a spiritual experience, and they're just creating hate. It's like, because, you know, like happiness,
because it's better than nothing.
It's
either an emotional lacuna or you're mad all the time and shitting.
Yeah.
It's an attachment. It's seeking attachment.
So here's what I saw that made me get on how they're not impressed by anything. Mm-hmm. So I was watching Social Justice Warrior talk on something, and they mentioned how, like, when slavery was ended or something. And he was like, well, wasn't that a good thing? And the guy was like, no, it wasn't a good thing. It should have ended sooner. Mm-hmm. And it's like, whoa. Not only was that a good thing, that was actually kind of impressive. Like, to just, like, go against cultural, you know, ideology and be like, nah, we're fucking ending this and we'll fight you for it. You know, it's like, come on, man.
I said that in my school, and people said that I support slavery. So, yeah, they're like, well, he supports slavery. It's like, no, I was like, you guys are dealing
Matt
with slavery.
Matt was like, actually, we could have used a little bit more slavery, but I'm glad it's over.
I was saying the same thing. I'm like, you guys are thinking about slavery in the abstract. You guys are dealing with it now, but if you were like, if one day they were like, oh, if you're not a vegan, you're akin to a slave owner, everyone would be like, but everyone, well, fuck, yeah. I didn't know.
You knew
I didn't
about
know.
Veganism 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You didn't jump on it in time. Yeah, history's going to judge you harshly.
Well, no, and it's not obviously, well, yeah, it's obviously not the same thing, but it's like,
no, I mean,
it's like it's something that, like, again, like you're saying, and it was the cultural norm, and for people to go against it, and again, the people who are basically sucking up the cultural norm with the straw to be like, we'd be the ones who wouldn't do it. It's like,
dude, no. Also, they ended slavery without the internet.
True.
There was no way to find the other people that you could say no more slavery to.
True that.
You couldn't put up an anonymous post anywhere. You had to fucking, like, ask a guy to put down a tool and be like, listen, the slavery thing's kind of weird.
Yeah, some guy would just shoot you with a fucking, like, some guy would shoot you with, like, a tennis ball-sized bullet. And you'd be like, fuck! Ah! Shit!
Yeah. Your bones explode from everything that hits you. Like, all right, fine. Slavery's cool, whatever.
But that's a zoomed-out perspective, and that's literally... I would argue that that's kind of a perspective that, you know, it's a very open-minded perspective to be like, yeah, well, like, think about what, like, that time to be like, yeah, we're going to stop. It's crazily impressive.
Well, and nobody really, people think they have an appreciation for the time period, but they don't, because they take every racial discomfort, right, and they look at it through the lens of slavery. And, like, this is, like, a theory that Ansley and I were talking about recently. I don't mean to, because I know, like,
please,
some people
dude,
listen to all
ahead.
The podcasts, and I don't. Yeah. I'm not trying to regurgitate shit, but it's just like this is in the floating. So, but Oh, fuck. What was I just saying? Talking about? I'm like, high. I'm like, apologizing and shit.
You and Anthony like, are talking about how slavery should come back.
Exactly. So everybody looks at, so it'll be a situation, right? So we're talking about things that are racially uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So if, say if an older black man yells at four black guys to turn down their music, nobody thinks anything of it.
Yeah.
An older white guy yells at four black guys to turn down their music. Now people are looking at that through the lens of slavery. They're looking at it through that white guy being a master and these black guys being a slave.
Unless it's Clint Eastwood, but yes. He does it. Somehow he has a try. No, I agree. That's accurate.
Yeah, and it's like it's not something – that's not racist. That guy's not being racist because you're uncomfortable with the imagery that you're putting in your own mind. Mm. He's not a slave master. Those kids aren't slaves. Like that, every racially uncomfortable thing isn't racist.
Yeah.
It's just they're putting it through the lens. They're literally putting it through the lens of, well, if that guy was a slave master and those were slaves, that would be a really rude thing he just said.
Yeah. No, it's true. That's something that people, I don't think, are ready to start thinking like that for the most part. But dude, I think you're – I mean, dude, right now in my school –
Jack, come to Two Jack Bros. We're thinking like that.
Dude, oh, yeah. Right now –
that's what's up.
100%, yeah. Dude. In my school, it's Black History Month, and I'm in a 99% black high school. And I'm working, and it's like, it's like a fucking like haunted hayride, right? Every time I turn a corner, it'll just be like a poster of a black guy drinking from White's Only Water Fountain. I'm like, ah, fuck, goddamn it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ah, I forgot about that.
I don't like this.
I look at the next thing, I'm like, ooh, that was bad. Every like other time I turn around, I'm like, ah!
Oh, shit, I take it all back.
but yeah, there's a, yeah, I mean, there's also, the whole thing of Black History Month is, it's split because it's like, you know, kids, I think, are generally excited to be like black kids are like, yeah, this is awesome. We get to talk. This is stuff we're interested in. We get to talk about. But then you do get some even who are like, why the fuck do we have Black History Month anyway? It should just be like a normal. Yeah. Should just be integrated into all the rest of the month.
You should say that for every class they do, though.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a calculator. Why am I doing that?
that was me. Yeah. But yeah, you do.
I think it would be helpful not only for black kids, but just for a more honest view of history or a more encompassing view of history. It's just, I mean, there was like, the only black person you learn about outside of Black History Month that I really remember, and maybe it's because it's funny to me, is Christopher Attucks. He was the first person killed in the Revolutionary War. He was the first person killed somehow.
Was he really?
Yeah, it was a black dude.
Oh my god! Some dude there's pointing at the other guys. What the?
All right, ready? Begin.
All right, ready? All right, sorry.
All right, I took care of that. Now we can fight.
All right, guys, we're at war. Stop killing your slaves. Revolutionary... Starting now.
Revolutionary War just ended. Everyone's like, oh, that sucks. The guy was just walking around. I was like,
he like walked out of a bar and got shot.
Some guy was like, holy shit.
Yeah, basically.
They were like, you saw him. He had a musket. He had a fucking... oh, fuck. That was a stick. All right.
Put that musket. All right,
that was just a stick. Fuck.
Was that hemp? Was he smoking hemp? Hey, that hemp seller.
But yeah, that'll be Black History Month in 30 years will be looked at kind of like, you guys were still doing that?
Yeah.
I said, fuck. Like, come on, guys. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Which, you know... But again, like, who's going to be the one to be like, all right, we're done. They'd be like, we're not doing it this year. I'm just like, what the fuck?
In 30 years, every month's going to be Black History Month.
True. Well, they could just teach history because there's, like, critical theory, which is that's, like, the really, like you were saying, it's only looks through things in terms of power relationships where it's, like, any racial issue is a legacy of slavery, like, no matter what.
Yeah.
So it's like... And then you have, like, you know, Catholic grade school history that's just like, nah, dude, we were actually pretty nice to the Indians. So you could just, like, merge them all together where it just gives you the 360 panoramic view where it's just like, yeah, this was kind of fucked up. This was kind of tight. This was a fucked up thing that, for the time, if you think about it now, really wasn't. You know what I mean? So it's like, they could rework history in a way that just kind of includes everything. So where you're not watching it being like, these motherfuckers.
I was actually more thinking from the angle that, like, mainstream culture has... been slowly absorbing black culture, but the pace is like picking up now because of like white girls on Twitter, and in 30 years it's gonna be like black people aren't gonna be able to create new black culture fast enough to outrun mainstream culture.
Wow.
We need black culture can end all of this bullshit that's going on with like social justice and inclusivity. And getting rid of Black History Month is a step in the right direction. Hear me out. So the fact that we have Black History Month is giving the message, especially to the social justice warriors, that there still needs to be special spaces carved out for certain groups in order to be inclusive.
Yeah.
Right? Which is completely backwards, right?
100%.
So, like, right, so I just saw this on the way up here. I was watching this Anthony Brian Logan.
Oh, dude, my man, ABL.
Black conservative.
He's a hard black conservative nerd, too.
Yeah,
he's unabashed nerd.
Which I don't even know. I'm definitely more moderate, but I love saying that I'm a black conservative.
I'm a white black conservative.
Yeah, you are. You are, though. I'm a black moderate.
I'm more of a Leo Dunstan guy.
Yeah.
He starts preaching. Oh, I'm preaching now.
Yeah. So he's covering this story of this black girl at the University of Virginia. She's in a multicultural room on campus, and she stands up and she makes this speech about the fact that there are too many white people in this multicultural room. It's making her uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And they should all know that this is a space for minorities. And she called herself a fucking POC.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, dude, we gotta stop that, because like that didn't look cool at all.
Yeah, but how I would not be able to resist if my wheels are spinning, I'm like, dude, I can easily get all the white people out of here right now. Just be like, watch this.
I gotta try this. I can't.
Like, excuse me, dude. That would be hard not to wield that.
There needs to be some honesty around that, because when I was in college, like I went to Lafayette College, like. Mm-hmm. 4% minorities, like 2% black.
Mm-hmm.
And we would definitely, I'm always down with white people, but like, if we're going to fucking, get a little, like mischievous, like I'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
So we definitely plenty of times like sat around and like concocted ways to make white people feel uncomfortable.
For sure.
I don't understand
how you would not do that.
Dude, all the time. And like there would be sometimes I'd be doing it without my group. it's out there winging it, It's just like, man, I don't even know why I'm doing this, but it's fun.
Well, this is something
that's why Sydney's really popular in the stand-up comedy.